The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. After Jesus had been born at Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod, some wise men came to Jerusalem from the east. "Where is the infant king of the Jews?" they asked. "We saw his star as it rose and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was perturbed. So was the whole of Jerusalem. He called together all the chief priests and scribes of the people and inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. "At Bethlehem in Judea," they told him, "for this is what the prophet wrote, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, you are by no means least among the leaders of Judah, for out of you will come a leader who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men to see him privately. He asked them the exact date on which the star had appeared and sent them on to Bethlehem. "Go and find out all about the child," he said, "and when you have found him, let me know, so that I too may go and do him homage." Having listened to what the king had to say, they set out, and there in front of them was the star they had seen rising. It went forward and halted over the place where the child was. The sight of the star filled them with delight, and going into the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary. And falling to their knees, they did him homage. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. But they were warned in a dream not to go back to Herod and return to their own country by a different way. The Gospel of the Lord. That Gospel is one of the most popular, famous religious quest stories. It's caught the imagination of poets, artists, and musicians, so that some of our well-known carols, which we'll sing next, "We Three Kings of Orient Are," "Three Kings from Persian Lands Afar," many other carols reflect the visit of the wise men. Many artists through the ages have captured either the journey, often you might see even a Christmas card with, you know, the three camels and the star there in front of them, or the picture at the crib with the Magi there adoring the Christ child and opening their treasures. Equally, two poets pick up, and T.S. Eliot writes in The Journey of the Magi, just a little, the opening phrase, "A cold coming we had of it, just at the worst time of the year, for a journey, and such a long journey, the ways deep and the weather sharp, the very dead of winter." The sense in which, of course, the Christian life is always a quest, a journey, is that seeking always the Christ child. And of course, it was John Paul that ever was asking us to seek the face of Christ. But Christian oratorio, for the time being, W.H. Auden tells how the three particular people say why they journeyed. One says, "To discover how to be truthful now is the reason I follow this star." And the second says, "To discover how to be living now is the reason I follow this star." And the third says, "To discover how to be loving now is the reason I follow this star." And then they all say together, "To discover how to be human now is the reason we follow this star." That Christian quest all through life. And I think when T.S. Eliot speaks about that cold coming, the worst time of the year, I think we're conscious of many that have been caught by whatever's going on at the moment. Lots of bugs around, lots of people falling, as it were, down. But also, our journey through the Christian life can be incredibly tortuous, difficult, fraught with problems, many things, that cold coming, not just the cold, but a difficult time. A long journey can be, deep, sharp, all those phrases that T.S. Eliot has there, that can mark our journey through life. But I hope that you're impressed, as I was, with the message on Christmas Day to the nation and to the Commonwealth that Her Majesty the Queen spoke. Because she always does mention her faith, but this year, from a personal conviction, speaking of Jesus Christ as an inspiration, an anchor in her life, and how Christ's example taught her to respect and value all people of whatever faith and none. That discovering how to be human now, they ask. We see so many signs of man's inhumanity to man around us, screaming day after day. I mean, we think of the people on those ships that paid a lot of money, I'm sure, for the traffickers to get them away from Syria or wherever they're fleeing, and then just left adrift. Whether they die or not, it didn't matter to the people that set them off. I think we find it hard how inhumanity so much around. And the words that they're truthful, following the truth. How to be loving, how to be living, how to be human. And Her Majesty picked so much of that up because she spoke about the great Christian theme of reconciliation, something that we know well. Advent, Lent, great moments for us for reconciliation, but the sacrament is always available, always there for us. And she went on. She spoke about a statue that's in Coventry Cathedral, the ruins of the old Coventry Cathedral, of a man and a woman embracing. It's not an old statue. It was made, I think, about 1999 to celebrate 10 years of the Berlin Wall. And it was a man and a woman from the East and the West embracing each other. But when they realized the message that it brought, then they've reproduced the statue so different places around the world have it. And one came to Coventry, which of course is still that sense of reconciliation. And the Queen went on that reconciliation is the peaceful end to conflict. And reminding us, of course, of that 100 years ago, 1914, the start of World War I, and the poppy field at the Tower of London. And many people said many things, but she said the only reaction was one of silence. And I thought when I heard that of Our Lady, who at this time of year, it says so often, Mary treasured these things and pondered them in her heart. As I say, the Queen walking through that field of poppies in silence, pondering. It's part of the great Christmas message. And she went to speak of the truce in 1914 and the haunting Stillernacht, silent night that came from the German trenches and the peace. And she said, it reminds us that peace and goodwill have a lasting power in the hearts of men and women. And she then went on to unfold how there were signs of this reconciliation for her when she visited the Crumlin Road Jail in Belfast, which had been a place of misery and incarceration before, but is now a visitor and conference centre, and she said a place of hope and fresh purpose, a reminder of what is possible when people reach out to each other, just as they were doing in that sculpture in Coventry. But she didn't stop there, because she said, of course, reconciliation takes different forms. In Scotland, after the referendum, many felt great disappointment, while others felt great relief. And bridging their differences will take time. And then she praised the selflessness of aid workers and medical volunteers tackling the Ebola crisis. We're conscious of that, as that nurse that's come back again from Scotland who is now seriously ill. So in many ways, she picked up so much of the world scene and in those few minutes brought it all to actually that Christian faith, that reconciliation, which is what there the Christ child is for. Jesus, as it were, incarnated the very virtues of reconciliation, compassion, healing, forgiveness, ways to be living now, ways to be truthful now, ways to be loving now, ways to be human now. And some of all that was picked up, of course, by Pope Francis in his Urbi et Orbi to the City and the World at Christmas too. He mentioned peace, reconciliation, particularly for the Middle East and the Ukraine, not neglecting the Ukraine. And then emphasis on children. Children of the world caught up in war, hatred, persecution, abuse, abortion, violence. And prayed, may the power of Christ, which brings freedom and service, be felt in so many hearts afflicted by war, persecution, and slavery. Now, in a sense, all this comes together on this day, and at the start of a year, it's only a few days in to a new year. If we need an agenda, it's all there for us, and the world gives us that agenda day by day. But I thought all that was picked up so beautifully in the message that was there, because it's the Christian message. And as all of us are seekers after Christ, that's why in our final hymn it speaks of, as with gladness men of old, and they followed that star, but includes us, so may we, with willing feet, ever seek thy mercy seat. That's what we come to do. So it's a start of a year. It's a moving forward with the Lord, ever seeking that face of Christ who came to teach the world to be truly human.